Witches for Marianne Williamson Launched a Cult Task Force. By Joshua Kaplan on July 31, 2019. A group of supporters of 2020 White House hopeful and Marianne Williamson has put together an occult task force in support of the spiritual guru. However, her campaign is none too pleased about the move. In an interview with The Washington Post, the anonymous individual heading up the task force told the Jeff Bezos-owned newspaper that 13 witches, chaos magicians, and energy workers performed gestures in an effort to get Williamson more speaking time during Tuesday's Democrat presidential primary debate in Detroit, Michigan. The whole Orb Gang community is tapping into the power of memes to reflect back on and multiply the sort of pulsing undercurrents of our collective unconscious, the person emailed the Post. According to the publication, Williamson supporters refer to themselves as the Orb Gang, who share memes of the candidate on social media. After catching wind of the task force, the Williamson campaign told the Post that it's deeply uncomfortable with their activities, citing their usage of the term occultist. "I am very, very concerned about the word occultist," Patricia Ewing, the Spiritual Guru's campaign spokesperson, told the newspaper, before stating she was unaware of the task force's existence. In a tweet last week, Williamson declared she is not a cult leader, nor anti-science after claims about her purported opposition to vaccinations circulated on social media. "I am not a cult leader. I am not anti-science," that one is almost funny, given how much I quote Einstein. "And I am not an anti-vaxxer," she tweeted, hoping that if I repeat it 3 to 4 times a day I might penetrate the field of lies created to keep some people out of the conversation. Williamson is making headlines following last night's breakout debate performance, in which she claimed President Donald Trump is emboldening a dark psychic force in the United States and warned the Democrat Party faces very dark days unless it addresses systemic issues facing the country. She was the most searched Democrat candidate on Google during the debate and earned top billings on the Drudge Report straw poll with nearly 50% of the vote.